Hello, friends. I hope you're all having a wonderful and really happy summer. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Washington, on 1150 AM, just outside Seattle in the United States. The program focuses on out-of-this-world information, including psychic phenomena, UFOs, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and beyond. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness to make this planet a far better and far happier place. And I know with your help and everyone's help, we'll do it. We'll make this planet a much better place. Out of This World Radio is the fastest growing spiritual, psychic, and UFO radio program in the world with listeners in over 60 countries. And I guarantee today's show will be fascinating and really out of this world. During the first 10 minutes or so, 10, 15 minutes, we'll have David Asher Davidson, a contactee from the Galactic Alliance, which is an alliance of 435 million planets and approximately 7 trillion, mostly but not all, human entities who are between 50 to 100,000 years ahead of us technologically and between 50 and 30,000 years ahead of us spiritually. David and I will be doing a special, some special prayers. It's called Hawaiian Honopono water prayers for the children of Fukushima, Michiko Hayashi, and her wonderful Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo. And we'll be asking the Galactic Alliance to help step in and clean up the Fukushima radiation. I've been personally directed by the Galactic Alliance to do this for Fukushima since the world's governments are not helping the children of Fukushima with the radiation still coming from the 4 damaged reactors. Joining him in spirit will be the late Dr. Masaru Emoto, whose spirit will be present. And your prayers in a few minutes for Fukushima will really be appreciated. After this prayer session, we'll be having a very special and wonderful interview with the numerologist and love and relationship coach, Deborah Spellfox, from here in Seattle from about 2:15 to 3 p.m. Seattle time. And be sure to listen if you'd like to know more about having better love and relationships. From 3 to 3:15, the next hour, we'll have an update on the U.S. Navy's efforts to subjugate people on the beautiful Olympic Peninsula and San Juan Islands with David Spring of the Washington Environmental Council. The U.S. Navy wants to fly new jets which explode eardrums with sounds of up to 150 decibels a day, 6 days a week from 6 a.m. to 12 midnight, all over the Olympic Peninsula and San Juan Islands. We'll be talking about their plans briefly. Then from 3:15 to 4 p.m. Seattle time, I have an interview with Professor Irvin Laszlo from Italy with a discussion of his new book on what is consciousness. This program is truly profound and historic because while I was talking to Professor Laszlo, several spirits came in, including Professor Albert Einstein, Michel de Nostradamus, President John F. Kennedy, and Dr. Masaru Emoto. Professor Laszlo is one of the world's most famous scientists. We'll be discussing the future of humanity, the 12 dimensions of existence, origins of consciousness, humanity's new golden age, and the program should be very profound and historic with some of the greatest minds humanity has ever known. So please stay tuned for that. That's the next hour. Before we begin, I'd like to thank the sponsors of this show, including the wonderful Crystal Voyage Bookstore in Tacoma, located at 3802 South Cedar Street in Tacoma, just down the street from the Tacoma Mall on 38th Street. The Crystal Voyage is a wonderful bookstore, in my opinion, one of the best in the Puget Sound area. They have some of the best selection of metaphysical and spiritual books and music. And the best part about them, when you walk in, your energy is totally uplifted. I love the energy of the store, and I urge you to visit them. Their phone number is 253-272-4367. And from I-5, you simply take exit 132A, and it's just a few blocks away from the Tacoma Mall. Next week, from August 19th to the 23rd, I will be a speaker at a wonderful UFO conference organized by Rob Potter in Mount Shasta, California. If you'd like more tickets or information, please visit my website at www.outofthisworld1150.com or send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or feel free to call me at area code 509-750-9793 or toll-free within the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. Next month, from September 11th through the 13th, I'll be hosting a visit to James Gillian's fantastic UFO ranch in Trout Lake, Washington. I'll be broadcasting the show live from the UFO ranch on Friday, September 11th, and also be doing readings and channeling during the event and giving a special lecture on UFOs and life beyond this planet. There are several very unique and special healing energy vortexes at the ranch, and also people will be able to get free readings during the event as well as to see UFOs and contact the spirit world. There's also areas where Sasquatches do show up, and people have seen them repeatedly there, so this is an event you won't want to miss. For more information, please visit my website at www.outofthisworld1150.com. The cost is just $99 for the weekend. For those of you in Japan, I will be giving a series of presentations and seminars on the Galactic Alliance and how to contact these wonderful space beings in Tokyo, Nagoya, and Osaka, Japan, from November 10th through the 14th, 2015. The presentations will be organized with Greg Sullivan of JSETI, and during this time, I would love to meet my supporters and listeners in Japan. So if you'd like to meet or more information, please go to my website at www.outofthisworld1150.com, or you can send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I've also started a new spiritual mentoring program. I'll give people two full psychic readings a month for $500 a month, or sorry, for $100 a month. And for $500, I'll give people two full readings a month for 6 months. I've been in touch with the other side for 21 years, and my accuracy rate for readings is between 90 to 100%, and I can help with relationships, past lives, career choices, and contacting friends and family who passed on. I can also teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. I can be reached at my website or simply send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Before we begin, I'd like to thank the many wonderful sponsors of this show, including Brady's Oysters in Westport, Washington, the wonderful Tokeland Hotel in Tokeland, Washington, and Orion Tech Computers. This program is supported entirely by donations, and for those who'd like to donate, please go to the Donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. Your support's really appreciated. And I also have a new column on my webpage called Ask Ted. When you click on the website at www.outofthisworld1150.com, just go to About Us, and then on the right side, click on Ask Ted for free spiritual advice or help. We're also looking for sponsors and advertisers for the show. Any advertising on my program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services. And before I begin, I always like to thank the many wonderful sponsors of this show who've helped out, including my dear friend Carol's been designing my website, providing wonderful support, my dear friend Ann Nelson, business professor at Walla Walla College, who helped me start my program, and my dear friend Michiko Hayashi of the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, Japan, and also her wonderful staff, including Hiro Emoto and Dr. Yasu Nemoto of the Emoto office in Tokyo. My friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, as well as my wonderful sound engineer, Eric Reeder, and my writer and my station manager, Eric Krema, whose help and support, without whose help and support this program would not have been possible. You can always listen to the show live on the internet from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Seattle time on Fridays from at 1150kknw.com. And after the show, you can always listen to the show at outofthisworld1150.com and just clicking on our guests. Now, let's go. We have Gordon Asher Davidson live from San Francisco on the line. Gordon, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, it's so good to hear you.
Yes.
I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. Mm-hmm. And what I'd like to do is, you were on my show a week ago and before that, but if you could give people a little bit about your background, a few minutes.
Sure. Well, I have been very active in many social change organizations and groups, including in the social investment field. I was also the founder of a spiritual ecological community in Massachusetts called Sirius. I have been, my wife and I created an institute in Washington, D.C. called the Center for Visionary Leadership, which was very active in politics for about a decade. And we wrote a book called Spiritual Politics, which was distributed through the Congress, and many things happened there. And I've also, over the last 10 years, been very engaged in deep psychological work, working with the subconscious and integrating that with the conscious self and the soul, the superconscious. That's been a big part of my work. And during all this period, I've had a very intensive, active meditation inner life for over 40 years, and have been receiving a tremendous amount of information about what is going on in the world, why the world is the way it is, and where it's going. And so that's been part of my very part of my life, and now I've brought it all out very much in my book, The Transfiguration of Our World, which is available on Amazon. And you can go to my website, worldtransfiguration.com, and hear all about what I'm offering and where I'll be speaking publicly. And that's a great way to connect with what I'm doing.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I have to ask you, Gordon, can you hear me okay? Because your voice is a little low.
I can hear you fine. Can you hear me okay?
The voice is a little low. I'll have to ask Eric, my wonderful sound engineer, to To go ahead and maybe adjust the volume, but I just want to make sure my listeners are hearing you okay. Perhaps if you could turn up the volume from your end, if possible.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do that.
All right. Well, anyway, we'll just roll with it. I can hear you fine. It just sometimes.
Well, I'll switch. Hold on, I'll switch to a different way.
All right. Okay.
Hello, Ted.
Yeah, this is a little bit better, but
okay, fine. Let's go with that.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, I wanted just to say that, of course, back in March of 2011, there was a horrific nuclear accident at the four nuclear reactors along the east coast of Japan, on the Sea of Japan, a place called Fukushima. And since that time, the reactors have been spewing radioactive, extremely toxic radioactive water into the Pacific and into the Sea of Japan. And actually, up until about a little more than a year ago, there was a huge radioactive plume of radiation coming from Fukushima to the West Coast, with Seattle as the main. It was going to hit Seattle the worst, actually, a little more than a year ago. I went out and did water testing back in April and May, and to my chagrin, found out that there was no radiation in the water, nothing. Later, I found out that the water had been completely cleaned up by the Galactic Alliance. And I was at James Gillian's wonderful UFO ranch about a month ago, and I got some messages both from James and from Mary Chandran, who's a wonderful healer from Japan, that I was directed to mention this on my air and ask people to send prayers to the children of Fukushima, to Michiko Hayashi, and also to her wonderful and fantastic Emoto Peace Project, because they do help the kids there. What she does and her Emoto Project does is that they bring what's called angel water to the kids for free of charge, kids of Fukushima. And when the kids drink this water, it actually prevents cancer. And it was discovered by a Russian scientist after Chernobyl back in the 80s. And this Russian scientist found that, Gordon, people that drink this water don't get cancer. Mm-hmm. So they're doing wonderful, fantastic work. And what I want to do is to help support them as well. Their website, by the way, if you'd like to find out more information or make a donation to them, is www.emotopeaceproject.net. That's E-M-O-T-O, peace, P-E-A-C-E, project, P-R-O-J-E-C-T.net. And you can click on the tabs for aid for Fukushima. And I know that your support would be really appreciated. But anyway, I was asked by the Galactic Alliance to say some prayers for Fukushima. And and I'd first like to say that you've been meditating on this. What have your communications from the Galactic Alliance been saying about this?
Well, I have gotten very clear input that, in fact, they have been very much engaged with clearing and cleaning up the radiation from this disaster from the very beginning, even though there was a plume, as you say, that went into the Pacific Ocean of radioactivity. They have worked on it very intensively and cleaned up.
Gordon, could you please speak up? I'm having problems hearing you,
yeah.
My friend.
So they've worked on it very intensively and have cleaned it up tremendously. And there's actually research backing this, along with what you said, with Dr. Klinghardt and his institute, who's a man of research scientist studying fish, was very concerned about the fish life in the Pacific. And about 6 months ago, he announced very suddenly and inexplicably, all of a sudden, there was very little radioactive problems with the fish. And so it was quite astonishing to him. And it's real evidence that, in fact, that the radioactivity has been cleaned up. And so, you know, it's still there. It's still coming out. But I think as it's coming out, they're dealing with it. So I think that we can be extraordinarily grateful and thankful to these powers that are helping us, because without it, we would be in quite a serious situation.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I wanted to say that these prayers do help, because they told me that would help really a lot. So with that, I'd like to, just for 1 second here, I would like to play this music. And then first off, the prayer that I'd like to say is, water, we are sorry. This is from Dr. Emoto. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you, and water, we thank you. So worldwide, if you could all, it's a simple prayer, but it's one that's very effective, and I want you to send this with lots of love and light to the children of Fukushima, to Michiko Hayashi, and to the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, and their wonderful staff, Dr. Yasuro Nemoto and Hiro Emoto, for them to continue their wonderful work with the children of Fukushima, because they're doing such fantastic help. And just, if you could just say this again twice, water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you. Water, we thank you. And again, one last time, water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you. And water, we thank you. And next, I'd like to play Ode to Joy. This was Dr. Emoto's favorite tune. He's asked me to play it today in conjunction with this, with these prayers. And please, just for a moment, visualize a love and light and being sent to the children of Fukushima and Japan to clean up this radiation. Hello, friends. That was Dr. Ode to Joy by Beethoven. Was Dr. Moto's one of favorite music, and he always loved to do the water ceremony prayer in conjunction with his Ode to Joy music. So I wanted to play that. But the Galactic Alliance again asked me to do this. So on every show, I'll be doing this, sending prayers and love and light to the children of Fukushima. And they said that this is a planet, Earth is a planet of free will, but we can ask them for their help to come in and clean up the mess at Fukushima and clean up the radiation. So I'm asking all of my listeners worldwide and over 60 countries around the world to please send your love and light and prayers to the children of Fukushima, to Michiko Hayashi and her wonderful Emoto Peace Project, and Dr. Emoto's office in Tokyo, to help them continue the work and also for them to step in and clean up the radiation. Gordon, I'm sure you have some more messages from your friends in the Galactic Alliance.
Well, the messages that I'm getting regularly have to do with the fact that all is being prepared and worked on to this great transition that we're going to go through, where we will move into a higher frequency energy field on this planet, and those who cannot vibrate to that frequency will not be able to remain, and that this will then open up the possibility of really changing many of the systems in our society, including the financial system, even the political, the media, and making them much more responsive to light and good, and really become and change the system so that we actually do have a society that supports the highest evolutionary good of every single human being on the planet. And that's where we're moving, and we're moving there very steadily. And you can see this showing up everywhere, from all the changes going on in the financial system, what's happening politically, and all the things that are emerging. It's clear that we are in a tremendously powerful time. Of course, there's always the greatest chaos before everything goes through a kind of culminating chaos and then reorganizes at a new level. And that's what the world is really in at the moment, is the chaos of the end times. But it doesn't mean end in terms of disaster. It means the end of the patterns that we've had and into a whole new way of organizing based on the highest good of every individual, the absolute care and love of our planet and all the natural systems, and the care and love of every single human being, so that everyone has the fundamentals of life so they can live a beautiful, creative life. That is where we're going. And we're heading that way very rapidly, despite the appearances.
Sure, sure, sure. Well, I so appreciate your words of wisdom, Gordon, and I will be coming to the San Francisco Bay Area next week, and I look forward to seeing you for lunch.
Absolutely. I look forward to it very much.
All right. Great,
all right.
Gordon.
All the best to you.
All right. Thanks so much, my friend, for coming on today.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for joining us in prayers for the children of Fukushima and the Emoto Peace Project, Michiko Hayashi, as well as Hiro Emoto and Dr. Yasuo Nemoto. They're doing wonderful, fantastic work spreading the message of love and gratitude throughout the planet, and this is just what we need. And, you know, my next guest is her specialty is love and relationships, and I couldn't think of a more positive, more upbeat, and more wonderful person to have on today than Deborah Spelfox. Deborah, hi, good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Well, hi, Ted. I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm fine.
Wow,
I'm fine.
What a great segue for, you know, what you and I want to share today and your guest that we just said goodbye to, Gordon.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about all systems changing, and that does not exclude the love business because we need to move, as he's suggesting, in my field, we need to move to a higher dimension of how we relate to each other,
well,
right?
Absolutely.
And it's like so time to let go of this third dimension reality of how we behave and how we misbehave and mishandle the fine feeling level of the heart.
Right.
The heart is everything. And to move into fourth and fifth dimension, we need conscious, healthy relationships that create stable family life and become a blessing on earth rather than a drain. It's time to quit draining earth with our hearts.
Boy, I couldn't tell you more about that. You know, I did a pre-record earlier today with Darcy Parisio, an animal psychic.
Oh, great. Yeah.
She is great. And she was talking about exactly the same thing. Now, there's not enough minutes in a day to get everybody on, but I'll be having Darcy on probably next Friday, the Friday before, but I did a pre-record, but she was so great. And, you know, she was saying the same thing, Deborah, that really that it's all about love. And that's what the Modo Peace Project does, and Dr. Modo's office and all of the wonderful staff work on in Tokyo is spreading love and gratitude. And instead of being negative, but I think this is our destiny, is to become a harmonious civilization based on love and better relationships.
Exactly, and that's my dedication. Being a professional matchmaker and love and relationship coach, as well as a numerologist, I use that ancient science of numerology to help me with compatibility with people. As a coach, I coach both married people, people in a serious relationship, or I coach people who are my clients looking for love.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll tell you, Ted, so many people come to me and they think they're ready for love, but they really aren't.
Sure.
They're not date ready. Really,
that's,
they aren't.
That's right. That's
and,
right.
And helping them with the transformation that will make them an attraction magnet instead of a repel magnet. So many people don't realize how they're pushing love away.
Huh. Fascinating.
It starts with loving themselves.
Isn't that fascinating?
And where is the one place where there is no self-loathing? Do you know?
No self-loathing. In heaven?
Well,
in the fifth
yeah,
dimension?
That's a good
yeah.
answer. It's
yeah.
the heaven within. It's
uh-huh.
any time we go to source, through prayer, meditation, however our path is that allows us to go to source and align with spirit,
mm-hmm.
that is what we call a state of grace.
Wow.
And any time we are in that unbounded bliss of pure spirit,
mm-hmm.
and in that pure state of grace, that is where there is absolutely no self-loathing.
Wow.
So if people want to do this thing, love yourself more, I mean, man, there is so much pressure and onus on us about self-esteem issues.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
If you love yourself, you know, if you don't love yourself, who else can love you? And, you know, we can get caught in real traps.
Your cat.
With this whole idea of mm-hmm. self-esteem, because there's mm-hmm. always someone better or worse than us. There's always a way to compare ourselves to ourselves.
Right.
And there's this chronic thing all human beings have, mm-hmm. which is called resistance. Mm-hmm. And that's where, you know, self-sabotage comes in
sure.
and ways of throwing ourselves off track. We all are expert at procrastination, some worse than others.
I know.
And we all have different levels of discipline. And compartmentalizing our emotions, that whole thing.
Deborah, I have to share something with you. Pardon, forgive me for interrupting, but...
No, go ahead.
You know, as you know, it's a gray day out there in Seattle, and I'm looking out this from the floor of this skyscraper, looking over the city, and it is dark outside. But you know what? The inside of the studio, since you've been on, just I think I started with the Fukushima, just has really lit up. It just lit up, and it always happens when you get on. It just...
Woo!
The angels are here, and they're you've got friends in high places. So,
well, honey, I work hard at trying my best, and I'll tell you, it's been a many, many, many lifetimes adventure, and I try my best to be an example of what I teach.
Well, I for one, I've of course consulted you before in various matters, and anyone out there having any kind of love and relationships issues, I guarantee Deborah could probably give you some really good advice. And it's amazing. And what you do, you take someone's name, for example, and their birth date, and then you tell people all this stuff. And the first time I talked to you, I thought, how did she know all this? This is all true. My goodness.
Well, you know, numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
People, I can tend to look like a bit of a good psychic. I do have intuition, but I never call myself a psychic. Mm-hmm. I think intuitive is much better for all of us. There's a lot of funny connotations around the word psychic. And we all have sensitivity. We all have intuition, some more open than others. That's
sure.
all.
Sure, absolutely.
And it's good to always refer back to our own self-knowingness and our own inner small, quiet voice within, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we know the truth for ourselves. And again, that goes right back to the heart. The heart is the only one that knows truth.
Oh,
our mind
absolutely.
Doesn't. Absolutely. Messes us right up. But people wholesale go into their intellect because their heart's been too damaged. And that's where I can help people with overcoming their hurt hearts with emotional release techniques. I have many. And when I need certain people, I pull in other people or refer people out. Mm-hmm. But it's all wrapped up with an endeavor to help people truly get date ready and let go of all these limiting beliefs that push their love away. You know, Ted, that 88 to 95% of the time we come out of our subconscious. Did you realize that?
Interesting. Fascinating.
Most people don't realize that it's our tapes running us. And so reprogramming our subconscious, there's very few ways we can do that, but there are ways. One is affirmation and repetition of affirmation. There's hypnosis. There's many other techniques, and, you know, people can research them, but some of the best ones involve repetition, I think, because you are very self-sufficient in reprogramming. And, you know, like, you could ask yourself, what are some of those ways that people are self-sabotaging? So just to trigger people to kind of do a self-check here, in the back of their mind, they're telling themselves little messages like, I'm too old, I'm too fat, I'm too debt-ridden, too many kids, too broke.
Right.
Nobody is going to be on my spiritual path the way I see it. They won't accept it.
Sure.
I'm too old, not my destiny, not in the stars this lifetime. Oh, my God, come on.
Yeah.
There's seven to 8 billion people in the world, and half of them are single.
Yeah, I haven't stopped to count them all, but I know there's quite a few. I tried once, but I gave up. After a while.
Well, anyway, darling, I will tell you, about half of them are single, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
So that leaves a great big old field, and how do we play the field? How do we widen the fish net? How do we widen it within ourselves? I find that journey so fascinating, and I'm very dedicating to helping others. So I'm a heart hunter and a love broker, and I guess lately I'm thinking I'm a loneliness buster.
Oh, wow.
There's a new study. I don't know if you heard about this, but there was a new study that came out of Brigham Young University this spring, and they did tons and tons of research and utilized about 3 million people were part of it.
Wonderful.
And they researched other people's studies, and it came out in some publications and then really took off with people realizing that by their study that loneliness, whether you're in you're socially isolated or whether you just truly have a feeling of loneliness, your mortality rate is equivalent to obesity.
Wow.
It's equivalent to certain kinds of smoking and alcoholism.
I'll be damned.
In fact, it increases mortality rate between 29 and 32%.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Loneliness. And more people are willing to admit they gamble or they drink too much or they are drugging a little too much. They're more willing to admit that than that they feel lonely. Did you know that?
Well, that's amazing. Deborah, if you don't mind, I just want to make a quick station message here.
Then go for it.
I want to take one caller for a few minutes. She's calling in from Germany. For those who are just tuning in, this is the Out of This World radio program with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States, in North America. We're having a fascinating conversation with Deborah Spellfox, and we do have a caller. I'm going to go ahead and take it for a few minutes. Cami from Germany. Cami, willkommen nach der Ausstand der Welt Radio.
Oh, hi. I'm just calling. I just had a question, basically. I'm just wondering, like, how I can prepare myself for, like, getting ready for the love of my life.
All right. Well, Deborah, I'm sure you have some good advice about that.
Yes, darling. It was a little faint. Could you repeat the question, Ted?
She asked how can she prepare for the love of her life?
Oh, thank you, dear. That's such a beautiful question, and it's multifaceted. First of all, we talked about working on having self-love and self-compassion. Because when you are more of the nectar within yourself, you attract bees. And what you want is a bee. You don't want a stinky old fly. Okay? And if we're feeling like a little messy inside, we might attract some flies, right? To the mess and the stink of us. So you work on that. One of the things I really like to encourage people to do is pay attention to their career. I believe that everybody should get up in the morning and say, I love what I do. And if you feel misplaced in what you're doing, try to find how you could get more on path and more on mission, because that becomes a magnet in and of itself for drawing the soulmate to you. Also, you can connect with me and we can work on teaching you some inner yogic techniques and some prayer, spiritual ways on the inner that do work with the laws of attraction to attract the soulmate. The other trick about attracting your true love is to realize clearly what you want. Some people don't even take enough time to set down, we could say, a list, making a list of exactly what you want in a mate, where you feel it very deeply in your heart and right from your soul. What are you looking for? All phrased in the positive.
Make
a very clear list.
And then, if I may add this too, I had Ray Chandran, who's Japan's most famous spiritual healer here in Seattle about a month ago. One of the things he taught me was very interesting. He said, he gave this in his workshop here, he said, if you're looking for true love, you take six red rose petals, you put them into an envelope, and then put them right in your pocket, right over your heart. And then you take a piece of red candy and you put it in the middle of your tongue. And at the same time you do that, you light one or two red candles. And you let the candles burn out maybe 15, 20 minutes. And visualize within your mind meeting your sweetheart, if you're looking for a relationship, meeting your sweetheart, true mate, true soulmate. And the sweetness of the candy will go, you'll think of that when you think of meeting your soulmate. Of course, you have to visualize what kind of person you want, too. You know, because if you this is just a joke, but if you visualize somebody who's not good for you, that's the kind of person you're going to get. But you need to visualize somebody, of course, with maybe a sense of humor, whatever kind of qualities you're looking for, and that it will materialize. I hope that's helpful, Cammie. I hope that's helpful.
Absolutely. And Ted, I love the idea of visualization, but I also like to add on that people get into feelization, because feeling it deep within the heart and soul is what really is the magic that I feel, quite frankly, was missing in the movie The Secret, where they taught a lot about the laws of attraction.
Sure, right.
And feeling it is one of the secret ingredients. So I like to always add that in, because people will do words like somebody with a sense of humor. Maybe you want to refine it to so that you feel it intensely, like someone who's humor bursts forth from a place of true happiness. Because, you know, a lot of people, their humor is to just mask their pain.
That's true. They do that.
And so you want to delineate these subtle qualities of what you want. So that might be helpful, too.
Sure, sure. Cammie, if you have further questions, feel free to send them to me at email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to forward them on to Deborah, if that's okay.
Okay, sure. Thank you so much for all the help. It was really helpful.
Okay.
Thank you, darling.
Okay. Okay. Good night. Okay. Good night. Good night.
Okay. Good night.
Just bye bye. Bye. We have another caller on the line, but we'll take her in just a minute. Lynn, please hold on. I wanted to ask you a couple of quick questions. Let's say you've had some childhood things to deal with, okay, when you were younger. Let's see. How can I categorize things? And a lot of people, of course, self-sabotage themselves when they meet somebody really nice that they really like a lot or love. How do you get rid of those old records? Let's say that someone, for example, let's say that they were in their early 20s and they had a relationship where the person cheated on them quite a bit, and so they have a hard time sometimes trusting people now, and they have trust issues. Of course, it's many years now. How would they deal with affirmations? Would that be good?
That's where the deep going in with the surgeon's knife, using an effective emotional healing technique, is so important. And there's so many, and fitting the right one to the person, I kind of try to do that with my intuition. I do a little dowsing as well to try and nail, like in a very extensive list of the various ways to nail what's going to work for the person.
Sure.
But in general, I like to recommend, because so many people, I think, out here in the Northwest, we have a lot of rugged individualism left, don't you think?
I think you're right.
And so people like self-do-it.
Right, that's true.
Like, I don't want to be dependent on the practitioner and paying the money and doing the traveling and taking the time.
Right.
So there's one really great, you know, this is like across the board, one of my favorite ways to reprogram your subconscious and do the deeper emotional healing at the same time. Because my company is called Divine Matchmaker, you know, I work solely through a spiritual perspective.
That's true.
And that always is a current within all of my work. And it works with the divine as well, this technique. And it's called the Healing Code.
Wow.
And by Dr. Alex Lloyd. And his name is L-O-Y-D. Dr. Alex Lloyd, people can get the book, The Healing Code. And they can get an introduction. And then there's a way to get on the website and download a program. You can be completely self-sufficient and self-taught on getting rid of these emotional traumas.
Well,
and if you don't want to be self-sufficient, there's lots of things I can recommend to people that are going to practitioners.
But
it's critical. Ted, it's critical. And you don't wait until you're all clean. I think that's another important point, too, because you know a lot of singles sit and think, oh, I'm in process. I'm not quite ready yet. I got to be a little more perfect. I got to personally grow a little. I got to do a little more. Right?
Right.
And so they hold up. But you want to find somebody you can grow with because there's no end to growth.
Well,
so
that's
just be imperfect and find somebody and then work on it together. But there's fabulous techniques on how to be in relationship, have your pain from your childhood, and tiptoe around it like walking through a herd of sleeping elephants and not trigger those things that give you constant contentiousness. There's fabulous techniques for that, too.
Well, you know, believe it or not, when I was 5 years old, I was told I was stupid. And as a result of that, I rebelled by getting all these degrees. I've got like 4 degrees in 5 subjects, and I'm still learning now. But, you know, that's a long time ago, water under the bridge kind of thing. But that's something I had to deal with over the years.
Yeah, well, you know, it does come up, and you never know.
Right.
You know how you could derail what I would call a marriage made in heaven. And there's one going on right now in Hollywood. People love hearing about the Hollywood people. I mean, so many people in our culture are into the entertainment world, and we take cues from some of these people we put on a platform as heroes and heroines who are actors and actresses on the A-list. And one of the relationships in Hollywood right now that my heart just bleeds for is Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner. They're going through a potential, you know, looks like a potential divorce. But I'm telling you, as a numerologist, I just want to comment for just a second because you asked me about the numbers and the clarity. And I want to tell you that their chart is a potential marriage made in heaven.
I can see why
she finally cornered him. I mean, he's been a real non-committer for a long time till he got in connection with her. And then look how long he settled down. Long enough to have, I mean, like 10 years or something, and long enough to have the 3 kids. And what I see with these two is that I would love to fly down and help them out because I can see exactly what's going on in their charts. He is a very loving and devoted father. Out of 6 core numbers in his chart, he's got 4 love numbers.
Wow.
4. 2 and 6 are the love numbers, 2 being the consummate love number. And he's a life path 33-6. He's got 3 master numbers out of 6 numbers, meaning he's here to help change how we think and do things. And he needs the right support so that he can stay centered and balanced. He goes a little off the rails, and my suspicion would be that somewhere in childhood, he needed to rebel and act out, and something went awry, and he has a big negative reaction to anyone coming off with any kind of control or admonishing him. Maybe he didn't get enough praise as a child. I don't know, but she's wired so that she needs all her little ducks in a row, and she can be a bit of a taskmaster. She's a very hard worker, and I can see her admonishing, criticizing, dwelling on what's wrong with him instead of what's right, and saying the wrong things to him in a way that's not helpful. So then he acts out more, and then is a little bit of the bad boy, a little too much drinking, a little too much gambling, maybe fooling around on the side, I don't know. And she's probably been patient, but I have a lot to say to her. She has, her soul number is a 7, and she's got a little tendency to slam a steel door. And I think this could be saved. That's all I have to say.
Well, I hope I have a lot of listeners down in Los Angeles and Hollywood, so I hope someone there is listening who knows them. Maybe they could. My phone number here, if they want to call, the studio line is 425-373-5527. Or off air, you can always call me. I'll put you in touch with Deborah at 509-750-9793. And I got a bunch more questions to ask you, but Lynn has been waiting patiently patiently there to talk. So, Lynn, hi. Welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, fine, fine, Lynn. Thanks so much for calling in today.
You bet. Deborah, I was born 5'8", 55. What do you see for me in terms of a relationship?
Wow. Okay. Well, I will take a look here. First of all, you are somebody that has a good moral compass. You've got to have the just right person so that, oh my goodness, you have the same life path number. Now, the life path number in your chart is the most powerful number in the chart and says more about you than any other number. You are the same as Mr. Ben Affleck, who we were just talking about. You've got the same life path number as him.
Just
now, that doesn't mean you're supposed to go down to Hollywood and try to get together with him.
Guess not.
No. You're another generation. You're a boomer like me.
Mm-hmm.
And you like your ducks in a row.
Yes.
For you like your ducks, financial ducks in a row now and for the future. So the guy that you connect with better ding dang well have his finances together, and there's no better month to meet somebody and do your preparation for that kind of thing than August. We're in a month of eight. It's the eighth month of the year. It's eight is the money number. It's abundance flowing through your life, success, loving beauty, loving fine things, doing work that suits you and is good for the world. Eights love doing work that's good for the world. Don't you find you have a bend that way?
Yes.
And you're very nurturing. So you have to be careful about being a little bit codependent at times. Have you ever had trouble with that in relationships?
A little bit.
A little bit? Do you think you outgrew it? You conquered it?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Where your wings go out and you want to rescue the little wounded deer?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a little tendency that way. You're a consummate nurturer and you're a lover. You are here being a master path 33, and then 3 plus 3 is 6. So you boil to a single digit of 6. But 33 is a master healer through the power of love. You got a real loving heart?
I do.
That wants to meet the right loving heart who merges with you. And I can just feel that. And I'm going to take a look at your personal year right now. And you are in a personal year of three, my darling, all the way up until January 2016. And that is a social number, and it's a number of youth. So I'm going to say to you, get yourself out there. Don't be cocooning, going to work, coming home, going to work, coming home. Widen your fishnet. If you want, you can call me to get in my database. That would be something we can do. My database is free right now as a matchmaker. I'm not charging to get into my club.
That's a wonderful offer.
My clients pay, but all the people that come into my database that I might be able to match with a paying client, okay, or take two people that are in the database and match them together. That's possible, too. So love to invite you to do that, and we could have a chat, and I could send you my 20-page profile because, you know, it's an in-depth interview. We got to get the right person for you.
Deborah, could you please share contact information with her and my many listeners?
Yes, just contact me by Deborah Stelfox, and that's the Hebrew, D-E-B-O-R-A-H. And Stelfox is S-T, T like in Tom, E-L, F like in Frank, O-X, DeborahStelfox@gmail.com.
Okay,
that's
wonderful.
The most expedient way to get me right now at the moment. And I'm going to say what, you know, doing the matchmaker thing, getting yourself on some dating websites, joining meetup groups with interests that you have, you know, just getting out there, making sure that you're seen in as many places as possible and creating relationship. And, you know, the number one way to meet someone that's good for marriage is through friends.
Yeah.
More people meet and get married through their circle of friends than any other way. Mm. And 17% of people are getting married because of online dating.
Mm, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Lynn,
mm-hmm.
I want to thank you so much for calling in today. And do contact Deborah. I think she'd be a great service to you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right,
thank
Lynn.
Thank you, dear.
Have a wonderful day, Lynn. Deborah, I was one of the fascinating things that you've done before where I've given you, like, my birth date.
Uh-huh.
And then you're able to tell all the amazing things. Do you mind if I give you my birthday?
Oh, okay, Ted, go for it.
Yeah, it's November 2nd, 1954 in the last century.
Okay, and then do you have somebody significant in your life that you'd like to know about your connection with this person?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to go there.
I can.
But you'd rather have me just read you?
Yeah, well, What do you need for the other information?
Well, just the birthday.
Just the birthday. Okay. Well, let's just go with me. That's
let's
fine.
Let's just go with you for
That's
now.
Fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Ted, straight up,
mm-hmm.
I can tell you, you're born on a 2-day.
Mm-hmm.
That makes you at times. Well, first of all, in the Department of Love, you're fabulous because 2 is the consummate love person. They despise and abhor contentiousness. They love peace and harmony and everything running smooth.
Mm-hmm.
And when it doesn't, just nothing flows right because you're also a double 6 in your chart.
Oh, really? Wow.
And yeah, you're a double 6, and you have out of 6 numbers, Ben Affleck beat you by 1, but that's okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
You have 3 love numbers.
Really?
And that means when you're feeling a family, you know, a nuclear family
mm-hmm.
isn't right, nothing in your life feels quite right.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a little true about you?
Oh, absolutely.
You're having your love in order and being loved the way you need to be loved
right.
and seen the way you need to be seen is so important.
Right.
Or you just feel like a wild stallion. You just want to run down the field and go away. You
That's
know,
true.
That's
true.
You,
yeah.
you need harmony and you need lots of kudos. When you pick a partner, make sure that there's somebody who can stay focused on what they love and is good and great about you, because not that you're weak, it's how you're wired. That's what numbers say.
Hmm.
They don't lie. And I see numbers, and you are emotional, and you can have, you know, little moods based on how your heart is kept
mm-hmm.
and who holds your heart safely. You're
true.
Very independent. I see that, too. You're
mm-hmm.
strong and independent. You're very smart,
mm-hmm.
but your heart is tender
mm-hmm.
and deep inside.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can break easily. So someone needs to honor that about you and give you your freedom and your space, but also know how to protect your fine feeling level and be available for a lot of emotional intimacy because you're really capable for that, because you're a good feeler. You have a lot of numbers that are creative and emotional,
mm-hmm.
Coupled with these, half of your chart is these love numbers. So you're just ideal for going for the more new age, we could say, or this being more of a spiritual progressive where you want conscious, healthy relationship. You really can ascend to that and learn all the skill set that you need and hopefully attract that person that you can just thrive with, because you need that to do your great work. And
well,
you need that person who's by your side cheerleading you and honoring you and you know, applauding you. And, you, oh, my God, sky's the limit, because you have a little bit of perfectionism. You like to get things right. You can be detail-oriented. You can be a little bit of a Peter Pan, but you rope it in with that groundedness. It has to all make sense in the end and be of quality. Isn't that true about you?
Well, that's very true, and I thank you so much for sharing that. My next hour program actually is going to be very interesting. It's going to – well, my sole purpose, I know, is to raise consciousness and make this planet a better place. I'm not into doom and gloom. Of course, there's some tough issues out there. I don't say we don't have doom and gloom. There's not so we don't have bad stuff to deal, some negative stuff to deal with. But I truly believe that the future of humanity on this planet is we are approaching a golden age. We really are. And all this forecast about, for example, I had a guy on my show, Ed Dames. He's a wonderful remote viewer. He was on my show in April of 2014. And he said that Seattle would be so radioactive within 2 years from Fukushima that it would be uninhabitable. Well, we're still here.
Mm-hmm.
There's no radiation here, and it's been cleaned up by the Galactic Alliance. So I know that we've got good entities, good benevolent people out there and angels helping us out. I'm not worried about the future one bit. I know that for our children and our children's children, it's going to be a lot better and a lot happier than it is now.
Well, we have something, darling, called divine intervention, and thank God, literally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
For that, right?
Absolutely.
So miracles are possible, and truly, we have to. It is up to our responsibility to really take charge of this planet, the human beings that inhabit it. The buck stops with us.
Right.
And it's like, how many of us can transform from within ourselves in time to create better futures? I think the next 2 years, 2015 and 16, the rest of this year, next year, and some into 2017, are very crucial fulcrum points. Many things that we choose now will structure things for the rest of your and my lifetime.
That's true.
There's big things that are events upon us,
mm-hmm.
and things can tilt one way or the other. It's in our hands, and we just have to work very much on bringing as much consciousness and light. And doesn't it truly, again, begin with us?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, all back to the heart. The heart is the great intelligence of our soul and is one with the mind of God. It knows everything, holds all the memories of all the aspects of us since the beginning, mm-hmm. and it just won't mislead us.
And the thing that's, I think it's important for everyone to realize out there is that you're, if you're listening to my program now and you're saying to yourself, well, what can I do as an individual? Well, the change starts with you with all of us individuals here on the planet. And it's not going to come from top down. It's not going to come from the head of a corporation or the president of the United States or the president of any country, really. It's going to come from the people here, everyone. And it's going to come from the bottom up. That's where I see change. Change has been happening.
Absolutely, absolutely correct. I think we can ask ourselves a question. How much of the time am I a blessing to this planet? And where am I off that I'm dragging? And then in relationship, how is my relationship contributing to world peace?
Right.
Am I adding to the harmony? Or am I detracting too much? And if I'm detracting too much, what can I do to fix it and make it better?
Sure.
That's the real challenge of our time. Why is a forest green?
Mm-hmm.
Because all the trees lining up are green, and then the whole is more than the sum of the parts.
Sure.
It's that simple.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely.
More harmonious and loving within ourselves, within our relationships, and remembering that a relationship is only as strong as the power and peace and strength of the two individuals coming together to make up the relationship, right?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You're not going to... It's just like government. They're an innocent mirror of collective consciousness. How do we think we're going to get a better government than collectively who we are as a people?
Well,
it's
that's
an innocent reflection.
Mm-hmm.
And government is going to clean up when enough of us have cleaned up within ourselves to create a phase transition and a junction point into the next wave. It's going to happen. You're absolutely right. It's
right.
going to happen, and it is in process now. The wheels are slow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at Bernie Sanders politically.
In
ways that people said, they laughed. He doesn't have a prayer in the world
that's
of doing, getting anywhere near Hillary.
That's
and what do you feel? Nobody likes Hillary right now.
Yeah.
They're just feeling like this deadwood feeling, like she's not inspiring.
Well, that's just it. It's like we've got the Clintons, and then we've got the Bushes, and there's how many people in this country? We can only find two? Really? Give me a break.
Well, you and I know there's a lot of forces going behind that. There's
sure.
so much that's a manipulation, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But we do our part and plug away every day and have patience.
Right.
And just know that it's time for all of us to come home within ourselves to the light and love of our own divinity. And do our best to, and so, you know, in my own work, what I'm trying to do is bring together powerful relationships of spiritual progressives or PPIs, people of positive influence. Those are the people I want to focus on in my own market niche to create the more powerful unions that will add a whole heap of power to the punch of driving us forward. And, you know, I just... really encourage everyone to deliberately pursue love.
Well, I couldn't think of a better person to have on today. Deborah, could you give out your email address or a way
again.
To... Yeah, again, if you could, just because I'm sure people are wondering. Sure,
yes, Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Stelfox, S-T, like in Tom, E-L, F as in Frank, O-X, @gmail.com. And if you want a phone number, can I give that out?
Of course you can.
Okay,
sure.
425-788-8187.
And you told me earlier you only want people to call you between 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the morning. Is that right?
Sure. Yeah, sure. You know I'm a night owl, maybe, huh? Did that come in through the guide, Ted?
No, that's my own silly humor. I take that back. Don't call between 2 and 3. Just say, Ted told me to call you at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I know. You're an absolute character. So was there anything else you feel that you'd like to ask me for our listeners? We have a few minutes left.
We got a few minutes, yeah. Does your name also determine your love relationship as well?
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Absolutely, the name you go by. And in fact, you know what's fascinating is when people come together and they start having a serious relationship and they talk to me about marriage and what will happen to the relationship if they change the name or not.
Uh-huh.
And I'll give you a personal, absolutely a great example from Hollywood. You know, Pam Anderson, who was the Baywatch babe.
Sure. And, we got a minute left,
she,
so go ahead.
She married that guy, Tommy Lee Jones, or Tommy Lee, whatever.
Sure, something
and,
or other.
And he was into really a lot of drugs and stuff, and he brought her down. And she changed her name from Pamela Anderson, because their charts were fabulous, when they came together, and she was Pamela Anderson, and he was him. But she changed her name and took on his name, Lee. And a lot of actresses don't do that, but she did. And she gained 2 addiction numbers, and she started to fall with him into addiction. And their relationship was a mess, didn't make it, got divorced, went back to her as a single woman to her own name, and then they're friends now.
Wow.
That's a perfect. She got rid of her addiction numbers, and then the addictions fell off. So that is a lovely example. Sorry about, you know, their misfortune, but of how important it is to look at what name might be appropriate once you get married. Do you take his name? Do you keep your name? Or do you hyphenate the two? Or what do you do to maintain the highest compatibility possible?
Deborah, thank you so much, my friend. We've run out of time, but thank you so much for coming on today, my friend. Please stay tuned for our next hour, which will be out of this world, friends.